This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, April 30th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 5 days after the Alderhay Hospital in Britain pulled the plug on Alfie Evans' life-sustaining ventilator, the 23-month-old died at 2:30 a.m. Saturday morning, reports the Christian Post. The hospital had also denied Alfie basic sustenance and nutrition. Despite the fact that Pope Francis had offered to life-flight the toddler battling a degenerative neurological condition to an Italian hospital free of charge, the medical facility and every possible British and European court denied Alfie's parents the right to remove their own son. Rwandan African authorities said that 714 predominantly Pentecostal churches and one mosque would be shut down in Kigali for allegedly failing to meet safety and hygiene standards, reports Standard Media. The Worldview contact on the ground there claims that there are 6,000 churches being closed in Rwanda because they do not hold a theology degree. Public education officials in California have determined that as long as human reproduction is not discussed, students may not opt out of mandatory indoctrination on homosexuality or gender confusion, reports FreedomProject.com. In a March 29th memo, Orange County Board of Education General Counsel Ronald Wenkart wrote that, quote, parents who disagree with the instructional materials related to gender, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation may not excuse their children from the instruction. However, parents are free to advise their children that they disagree with some or all of the information presented in the instructional program and express their views on these subjects to their children. End quote. Well, at least the California government bureaucrats still tolerate the freedom of speech rights of parents to talk to their own children. In light of the amoral indoctrination, it's not surprising that the Newman Report documented recently that one in four California youngsters is now, quote, gender nonconforming, end quote. Educational basics have been lost in politically correct chaos, as the government's own data shows that less than half of California students are even proficient in reading. A picture of prom-ready high schoolers praying before a meal posted on Facebook by a California journalist has sparked unexpected controversy, reports Fox News. The journalist received the photo from a proud mother who wanted to share a positive image of teens to help counteract some of the negative headlines about America's young people. Echoing the mother's praise, the journalist wrote, quote, this scene says a lot about young people these days. It's really nice to see, end quote. Some people used the photo and the journalist's praise of the students as a platform to complain about the so-called arrogance and pushiness of Christians. 1 Peter 2:8 says, Christ himself is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Last Friday, rapper Kanye West, an African-American, released a pro-Trump song entitled Ye Versus the People, in which he addressed wearing a Make America Great Again red baseball cap signed by then-President-elect Trump, saying, quote, Bruh, I never ever stopped fighting for the people. Actually, wearing the hat will show people that we're equal, reports the Daily Mail. Later in the song, West says, quote, All blacks gotta be Democrats? Man, we ain't made it off the plantation, end quote. And finally, Worldview listener Ben Cawthorn of Strasburg, Virginia, read the transcript of my story about Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan choosing not to seek re-election in order to spend more time with his three teenage children in Wisconsin. I cited the Pew Research poll, which indicated that 63% of fathers said they spend too little time with their children, and 62% blame work obligations for missing this family time. I said that I was reminded of the powerful truth articulated in Malachi 4:6. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Cawthorn wrote, quote, I was a financial advisor with a large brokerage, and last November, God orchestrated the ability for me to leave the brokerage firm in order to start my own financial practice working out of my home office. Now, I get to be with my wife and seven children every day of the week. It has been such a huge blessing to me. The time I have had with them has been priceless. God is definitely in the business of turning the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Being in His service is not always comfortable, but it is very fulfilling and purposeful." End quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, April 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.